Blog Talk Radio.
Hello out there.
Interesting. I went to the Coalition of Behavioral Health Agencies award ceremony last night because Isaac Brown was being honored, and they had somebody up there giving him the award and talking about him who had never met him, who didn't know him, who had gotten just a brief bio about him shortly before the ceremony. I thought that was awful. I mean, they couldn't have so many people know Isaac. It was at the Pfizer headquarters, too, so no surprise.
Oh, geez. Where is that?
The Pfizer headquarters?
Yeah.
42nd Street and 2nd Avenue. Huge place.
Well, I wish it was a different group that had been giving Isaac the award, because I think that that's a man who does a ton of work and deserves a lot of recognition for what it is he's doing every day.
He has come a long, long way.
I'm glad to hear that you were able to go. That's great.
Okay, and I have been reading your post on the resperidol. I had no idea. Does it do that in adults too, in adult men? Because that's really a problem.
It said specifically in young boys, but I think that this is another one of the things that we need to be looking at and questioning, and having the pharmaceutical industries take responsibility for.
I know a lot of men who are having that problem, and if it's coming from resperidol, geez, they don't have that as one of the side effects, as far as I know.
I'm not sure, but what they're doing with the psychiatrizing children the way that they are, and drugging these poor children, and it's just, it's horrifying, and it's creating who only knows what kinds of major actual chemical changes in their systems and their bodies, and how it's preventing the normal developmental course based on fraud, just based on absolute fraud of psychiatry. Angela, hold on 1 second. I don't know if I can get one or more people in at once, but if you're listening, hang on, and I'm coming to you. So hold on,
I will
come right back. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to try to see if this other caller can come in.
Do I have to hang up? How can I still listen without... I mean, is somebody else talking with you? How does that work?
I'm not sure. I've never really done this before, and of course, I didn't take the tutorial. So I'm gonna put you on hold for 1 second and go to the other person and see if there's a way to join them. Okay?
Okay, but I want to know if there's a way for me to listen when you're talking to someone else.
I think you'll be
put me on hold. This is an experiment.
let's see. Hi.
Hello.
Another caller from 661.
Hello. Is there any?
Yes, I hear.
Hi, who's calling in?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is Lauren. How are you?
Oh, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, I'm just not sure when you said another caller from... What number did you say?
You sound
said a number.
Fine.
Oh, yeah, no, we can hear you. That's fine. And now I'm going on one more, and I'm going to see if I can add one more.
Okay. Just so I know I'm being heard and it's not somebody else, yeah, when they talk about two different things, it's apples and?
Oranges.
Okay, thank you. I just couldn't hear myself, so I had no feedback.
Sure, what's your name?
Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Oh, wow. Wow. And did I hear a third voice there?
Hello?
Hi.
Lauren.
Who's calling? George.
Hey, this is George. Wow, this is strange. I just was hoping you'd talk about Bastille Day.
Oh, sure, absolutely. would you like to say something about Bastille Day? And Angela, are you still there?
I'm still here. Hi, George.
Hi, Angela. Hi, Hannah. Yeah, Bastille Day is the Alliance is hosting our 33rd annual Bastille Day event to celebrate the human spirit and break the silence about psychiatric oppression. We are going to have a 72-hour vigil starting on the public sidewalk outside the New York State Office of Mental Health, noon, July 12th and through July 15th, Monday.
Sorry for cutting in here. So Bastille Day, correct me, is related to what is the historical significance of Bastille Day?
Yeah, it's the French Revolution, and it's been historically a
Was that the day that they stormed the
Bastille? Yeah.
Was that the day they stormed the Bastille?
That's my understanding. I wasn't there.
Okay. And so we're saying that it's the equivalent of storming the psychiatric Bastille, like protesting, having a protest on the sidewalk. You said it was in New York?
Albany, New York, and it's going to start on the public sidewalk.
Okay,
it'll be
outside
a vigil,
where?
Right, George?
Where, George? Outside of OMH?
Yes.
OMH, what does that stand
for? The Office of Mental Health.
Office of Mental Health in New York. Okay, and do you have an address?
44 Holland Avenue.
Okay, and what time does it start at?
George?
Noon, Friday, July 12th.
Friday, July 12th, okay. And what are you guys doing in your vigil?
Can I say something here? Historically, the Alliance, George's organization, is a statewide organization in New York, we have camped out for 72 hours on the lawn of the Capitol building. But this was before all this new terrorism stuff and all the... You can't get a permit anymore, right, George?
Yeah.
That 72 hours represented the 72 hours that they can hold you for psychiatric observation for absolutely no reason.
Can they commit you after that point, or is that a decision about whether to commit you for further length of time?
Right.
Right.
Okay, it's similar up here. I think it's a 72-hour hold, and then they can keep you for 3 weeks.
That's how George started it.
Started
Bastille Day, the celebration, and annually.
Okay.
How long has George?
How long have you been celebrating for?
The Alliance. This will be our 33rd annual event.
33rd, and is the Alliance? Is that the full name of your organization, or is it a longer name?
It's Mental Patients Liberation Alliance.
Mental Patients Liberation Alliance. Okay, so that's the name of the organization. So, Lauren, are you...
Events. I will be there. Maybe we can broadcast live.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would totally tune in for that.
That's great. Did you have something you wanted to talk about, Hannah? We've got about a minute and a half left. I'm going to have to schedule them longer in the future, I guess.
Sure. Are you broadcasting this through... Where is it being broadcast to?
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. Is that an online radio?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a stream left, and the name of the show is Talk with Tenny. And you can get the link through there if you type that in, or if you type my name in, it should come up.
Okay, what's the radio station called again? What's its name and website?
It's blogtalkradio.com.
Blog Talk, okay.
Yeah, and the name of this show is Talk with Tenny.
Okay, and what time are you going to be on next?
That's being figured out. We're going to be on it multiple times and very often through the middle of the night.
Okay. So if people are having...
How did you find out about this?
I just found out about it on Facebook. I was reading your Facebook status update, and you said you were going to have a broadcast, and I was awake because I couldn't sleep last night. And just 20 minutes ago, I was like, I'm in. Why not? What else am I going to do, right?
We've got about 15 seconds left, and I'm going to set up more, and so you'll see them on Facebook.
Okay.
I want to thank you all for calling in, and I think that this is going to be something that kicks off pretty well.
Thank you, Lauren.
See you, Lauren.
Thanks. See you at Bastille Day, George.
Yes. Bye.
Okay, bye.
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 This is Talk with Tenny, and you can find me at facebook.com/TennyLauren. Signing off.